good afternoon. This is the segment for Innovation Showcase and Arcast. We'll have an opportunity today to sit down with some really interesting folks from one of our Microsoft partners, Solstice. And we're going to be talking about cloud computing here at the New York Cloud Expo. So, Tom, I want to start off by asking you to introduce yourself and Brad as well. And then we'll discuss a little bit more about the cloud in general and what folks are doing in this space. So, Tom,
great.
Why don't you start?
Well, thank you for having us, number one. I appreciate being a partner of Microsoft. Mm-hmm. My name is Tom Lutovitz, and I'm the founder and CEO of Solstice. And we're thrilled to be at this event and be here with Microsoft and being in the booth with you folks. And I brought along Brad Johnson with me. And Brad, why don't you introduce yourself?
You bet. I'm Brad Johnson. I run business development and strategic partnerships for the company. So mm-hmm. work a lot with Microsoft and other partners as we grow as a company.
Okay, terrific. So why don't we just start off, since we are here in New York City at the Cloud Expo Conference, let me just start off with this $100,000 question, okay? So cloud, this big buzzword in the industry right now, depending on who you talk to, you might get a different answer. Having worked with really, I'm curious in terms of your perspective, what do you think the cloud is, and what is the value proposition of the cloud, and where should IT vendors be focusing their investment as it relates to providing business value in the cloud?
Boy, big question there. A lot of good stuff in there. Well, we're really unique. We're not a cloud vendor. We're not. The majority of the folks that are here this week and have been at most of the cloud conferences have been infrastructure players, whether it be infrastructure as a service or platform as a service. And those folks, we're customers of those folks. And we consume a large amount of cloud servers, over 350,000 cloud servers in the past year. Through a variety of vendors out there. But our perspective is a little different because we're an application. We're an application that we've built on top of the cloud and is enabling our customers to be able to understand web performance mm-hmm. of their websites. And so we're driven more by mobility, by dynamic content and applications and such. So, I think I represent what the future of the cloud will be in some mm-hmm. ways because it's going to be the enabler for so many really cool applications that will bring business value and consumer value to millions of people around the world. So I think where the cloud is right now is it's evolving very quickly.
Right.
Some very big vendors are coming in. Amazon did a great job of introducing the market mm-hmm. to this concept. Although the concept's been around for a number of years, Amazon really made a deal for most of us that are doing it. But I think the future of the cloud is going to be defined more at the application layer as it goes forward, and less about how do we pull together the infrastructures and make it easier for folks to do, although that's very important right now, too.
Right.
Well.
It's interesting that you focus on that application tier, because from Microsoft perspective, we're really talking about providing software as a service, platform as a service, and obviously infrastructure would have to be done world-class in order to support the first two.
Right.
From that perspective, the value proposition here is really making customers focus on what they do best but not worry about the ugly plumbing.
Right.
So I want to get back to the application side in
yep.
terms of what Solstice does. Can you talk a little bit about the cloud test application and,
sure.
And what it does and why is that benefiting the customer?
Probably the best way to do it is within the customer environment
because okay.
otherwise it just sounds like a vendor pitch.
Right.
It will anyway, but I think you take a customer like Hallmark or Mattel or TurboTax. And TurboTax is one because tax day was just last week,
right.
and people are all aware that of that application. 25 million Americans file taxes on TurboTax's site. The irony is that we all file late, mm-hmm. and so they get these bursts of users hitting their site at 10:15 at night on April 15th. And 2 years ago, their site crashed, causing mm-hmm. 300,000 people to miss their tax filing. So, of course, they don't want that ever to happen again. So what we do for them is we simulate users filing taxes, scenarios is what they're called, using our cloud test software. And then we use the cloud. And it could be EC2, it could be Microsoft Azure, and all the different locations that Azure now is giving us is pretty significant to us. It could be a number of different vendors, but we we'll take those scenarios and add load. So in their case, it could be 300,000 or 400,000 users that we'll generate from these cloud services like Azure, and begin to target and the application behind the firewalls. And as we do that, we monitor all aspects of performance, whether it be the architecture and the application itself, or the load balancers, or the firewalls, or the end user's experience. And then we pull together all that analytic information that helps TurboTax understand how their site will perform on tax day. And that's really the key thing. I got to tell last year, their largest test that they ever ran on that site was 4,000 concurrent users.
Right.
And when your peak period is 150,000 users, you don't sleep very well on April the 14th. Because you don't know how your site's going to actually perform.
So you're taking advantage of the one, what I consider one of the best quality of the cloud right now is the elasticity.
Elasticity is probably the most significant aspect of our offering to our customers because they want to be able to do web scale testing. That they, you know, the behind the scenes thing is if you have somebody filing, if you create that scenario of filing a tax form, you could only generate a couple hundred users per server, so you need a lot of servers. So in their case, we'll spin up a couple thousand servers in 6 or 7 minutes, test for 6 or 7 hours, get an incredible amount of performance intelligence out of it, and then tear it down, and they only pay for the amount of hours they test.
Right.
And that's the proposition that makes the value so obvious.
So I want to get back to some of your decision-making process in terms of going to the cloud also. But before I do that, I want to get back to Brad Johnson, who is the VP of Business Development. So I know that you have a really good relationship with CSC, which is happened to be another Microsoft partner as well, in addition to SOSA, and they're global in nature. Can you talk a little bit about your partnership with CSC, and how do you see CSC leveraging the SOSA cloud test product?
Sure. So, as you said, CSC is a global IT services provider, right? And so, what we've offered and what we've captured in the cloud is the ability to do a type of testing that most customers don't do. Right? It's full scale. It's coming from external load points of load generation, and it's frequent. And so companies like CSC, and their others like them have very large testing practices that have been testing customers' applications for dozens of years. Right, so, and they've not been able to do full-scale testing. Right, so when we began talking to CSC, almost 2 years ago now, they had shown some initiative in cloud services, and they were looking for, which seems to be still at this conference, viable cloud applications to add into that service. And so we connected early and became part of their cloud services portfolio. So now when they go to customers to build new web applications, roll those out into full production, and that might be for 100,000 end users, it might be for 1,000 end users, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. They're now able to take our cloud test platform, build services on top of that, and deliver a testing service that they weren't able to do before. So that's kind of the core of that relationship.
I think the relationship with our partners is really important because we do a lot of work with young startup companies, but also enterprise companies. And enterprise companies in particular recognize that we are a young, up-and-coming company. So working... when you put together SOSA with CSC, who has 16,000 employees around the world, along with Microsoft and Azure, that's a pretty powerful combination for enterprises, and they feel very comfortable with it, because they're dealing with brands and people that they're comfortable with, as well as being on the leading edge with new innovation coming from SOSA to be able to do new things. And I think that's what makes the combination between the Azure platform, the CSC SI organization, and the SOSTA technology, pretty powerful for all customers right now.
Great point. So getting back to some of the decision-making rationale, I know that you started with Amazon, and maybe you can share with why the move to Azure, what's the value proposition?
I think the timing is really illustrative, and we're very thankful for Azure coming on the scene because... we are a big consumer of cloud services. We're not the biggest at all. There are some really great applications like social gaming and those kinds of things that consume a massive amount. But we do consume a lot of servers very short order. And We also, our customers want to simulate users coming from all over the world. So right now, Amazon does a real good job of simulating users from Virginia and Ireland and now in San Francisco and Singapore. But frankly, there are times where we need more capacity than maybe is available. So the idea, as you folks have come with six new data centers for us, all of a sudden our capacity has doubled or more. It gives us new locations to generate load from in the middle of the United States versus the edges of the United States, as well as different international locations. And that's really powerful for our customers. It's giving them a much better understanding of end users coming from different places around the world, which is part of the testing process. And at the very base of it is that pure core capacity, you know, that promise of access, availability, and affordability of infinite compute power is a great dream going down the road, and it's going to take a lot of vendors to get anywhere close, even a worthy subset of infinite. But it's exciting to have you guys come on the scene as fast as you are.
Interesting. Fred, I want to get back to you in terms of for the architects in the audience here who definitely want to know a little bit more, maybe in a 50,000-foot view, how does cloud test application work? Can you just kind of explain verbally how it works and how?
So on the one side, we have the ability to simulate users. So we record what a typical user of a website or web update application would do with our technology. Very easy, much faster than other solutions out there, of course. And then we determine, like Tom said, where does the customer want to simulate users coming from? Mm-hmm. So it might be, kind of the New York region, Chicago on the West Coast. And then we figure out how many concurrent users would we like to simulate coming into that website. And so once we have that information, we schedule the test. Mm-hmm. The test might be midnight. A lot of these tests are at midnight. Mm-hmm. And then at 11:45, our engineers on our side who created the test, or our partners have created the test, we provision the grid, and we do that with our own technology. So we'll pick, in that case, we'd pick maybe 50 servers on the East Coast, 50 servers in Chicago, maybe it's in Azure in Chicago, 50 servers on the West Coast, and provision that up. Mm-hmm. At midnight when the customer logs in, we essentially press the go button, mm-hmm. and that drives the load from the sources into the customer's website, wherever it is. So that website might be in a data center of the customer's own, might be in a hosting center, or sometimes it's in the cloud.
Right.
So while that test is running, we're collecting metrics about the back end. Right. And those metrics are brought together in our real-time analysis engine. And then all the results are analyzed as all the customers and partners and everybody's personnel are looking, through the web to see what's happening. Right. And, that's really what the test is all about, is that the view of what's happening while that test is running. It's a very real-time experience. Mm-hmm. Most of our tests run 3, 5, 6 hours, and most of the fixing gets done during that real-time session. We turn off the test when we're done. Billing stops. Customer, given a report, and if there's any fixing required, they fix, and they'll come back a few nights later, a few weeks later, and run that test again if they need to, or run something else. So it's a very transparent thing.
So yeah, I'm really excited and look forward to seeing SOSTA succeeding in this space, because I truly feel that you're providing that top layer of business value prop to your customers on a pay-per-use basis. And this is what a lot of the customers that I've come across are asking for, and I'm looking forward to talking to you next year this time and see how you fare. So thank you, gentlemen.
I'll make one final comment that we're only as good as our providers. And if we didn't have providers like Azure and EC2, then companies like SOSTA don't even exist.
Right.
And that's what's tremendous about the platform.
Well, as you know, Microsoft is a platform company, so we're only as good as our partner ecosystem providing value-added solutions. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you for the time.
Cut.